This week, the state fish and wildlife agents charged two men with suspected ties to an international fish poaching ring. They were charged with the felony crime of unlawful trafficking of fish for selling undercover agents American paddlefish eggs, salmon, and steelhead poached illegally here in Washington state waters. So how has fish poaching become an international crime? Mike Sensi is the Marine Patrol Captain for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife Law Enforcement Program. Mike, thanks for speaking to me today.
You bet.
So tell us a little bit more about how you caught these alleged poachers.
Well, we had an operation underway that represented us as a storefront, and we knew we would attract legal as well as illegal business, and so contact with these individuals caught up to us through that operation.
It was a storefront?
It was a storefront operation with undercover Fish and Wildlife police officers.
What can you tell us about these people who you arrested or the other people that you know are involved in international fish poaching from our Washington state waters?
Well, our natural resources in this state do feed the national and international illegal marketplace or black market. You know, and as resources decline in other countries, they're not as accessible. More species become threatened, endangered. Populations diminish. Our resources are pretty darned attractive because we have a lot of sustainable fish and wildlife species here.
Why are they buying poached fish instead of legally caught fish?
Well, there's less overhead, number one. You know, depending on the species, you can have greater accessibility. Our fisheries, in particular, are highly regulated with seasons and quotas or amounts that are allowed to ensure that our fish runs are sustainable into the future. And when people operate outside of those fish management strategies, they compromise a lot.
Mike, do you know where this fish is going when it's taken from Washington state waters illegally and sent out of the state?
Not always. Sometimes we can track it to source, but let's face it, the Internet has really opened up markets. It's made monitoring borders and the exports of our natural resources much more challenging for our officers.
Are these poached fish just going out of state, or might they be ending up on supermarket shelves here, too?
Most of it is headed to a specialty market. In this case, it involves the roe taken from illegally caught fish species, paddlefish, steelhead, and salmon. And it's headed for niche marketplaces. I doubt that you would see this in a supermarket.
And how big a threat is this poaching to the threatened and endangered species? There are lots of threats to those species. Can you tell us how big a problem the poaching is?
Well, I mean, it's harvest that our fisheries managers haven't anticipated. And so, you know, whatever constraints you put on a particular fish run in order to ensure that it rebuilds is taken apart by this illegal activity. And, you know, in the case of white sturgeon, our populations have been declining, and in fact, the future of the recreational fishery on the Columbia River is in question. Very constraining season this year because stocks are not rebuilding. And so, you know, when you impose poaching on top of environmental elements, loss of habitat, all the other things that are responsible or could be responsible for the decline of the species, it just exacerbates the issue. And when you only have, say, in the case of some salmon and steelhead runs, a few returning fish, then you've got a lot of impact when you take just a few.
Mike Sensi, Marine Patrol Captain for the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife Law Enforcement Program, telling us about poaching in Washington state waters, fish that are ending up in an international smuggling ring. Mike, thanks so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Coming up tomorrow in the program, maybe you've got questions about rules of the road. Well, we will have former longtime Seattle traffic cop John Abraham back to set you straight. Monday, one student serves on the University of Washington Board of Regents. We'll talk to Kiana Scott about how she represents student interests in the ruling body of the Seattle's biggest employer. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds.